Never heard this term before, Toby. What is it?
Yeah. So talking about complexity, there's a neighboring concept called simplexity that I think has gotten way too little airtime. So the idea behind simplexity is that when we start looking at things and we start looking at them in relationship to each other, you have this fractal complexity in a sense, the factors you actually need to take into account. And the more you study some of these things, the more the simple things become impossible to do. So the common explanation for this is, in some ways, you can say that the job of a truck driver is harder than that of the CEO. The argument that tends to go around that is that while we know that being in a leadership position, having to integrate all of these different aspects and all of these different unknowns is horrendously complex. Once you start looking at doing that, well, you need to build that picture and sort of start making decisions, and that's hard. But the job of a truck driver, you're connected to a massive vehicle that is subject to wind, gravity, and traction, and all of these different forces. And once you start adding all of those up, you end up with a problem that is almost infinitely hard because of all the data and all the things actually happening at the same time. That's the concept of simplexity, that start looking at all the data streams that directly affects you in a fairly simple situation. It's not actually as simple as it seems. And I think that if you start going wild with that idea, then you can really easily end up in something fairly close to Zeno's paradox. The reason you'll never get anywhere, or the reason the arrow won't hit the turtle, is that you need to first travel half of the distance. But to do that, you need to travel half of the half. And if you add up an infinite series of halves, then you end up with an infinity.
Yeah, you never
get
there.
So that's simplexity.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is another example like, it's pretty easy to see that it's raining, but to understand all of the factors that caused the rain and where the drops of water actually came from. Is that what you mean by simplexity, trying to get your head around that?
Getting your head around that, I think that's one thing. And sort of if you come from technology, you can actually, I think, make a compelling argument that in many instances, systems architecture, so that's the composition of systems, can at some levels be easier to grapple with than when you're sitting deep down in the bowels of that system, sort of looking at a particular if statement. All the complexity that surrounds you down deep in the system actually is mentally more taxing to handle and actually harder to handle than the fairly big brush strokes you can use at the systems level. So that's actually the CEO truck driver analogy, but just sort of transposed into code. If you look at the weather patterns, you can, with a fair amount of confidence, say something about the rain that's coming in, how it's going to move, how the winds sort of, the big picture strokes, they are governed by super complex forces. But if you then look at sort of trying to predict where every raindrop is going to fall in a fairly small area, that's also going to be even more complicated, even at that small scale, because sort of prediction there becomes also hard because you have all the local conditions that are no less or that are no more predictable than the global ones, actually.
Hmm. So why do you reckon this term hasn't taken off?
I reckon it hasn't taken off because I haven't found any, outside of debate and sort of doing snarky comments on stuff, I haven't found a good application for it. It gives some humility to saying that actually there's different types of work. They're not differently hard, but that doesn't sit well with people that loves hierarchy and sort of want to equate being high up in the hierarchy with being more valuable or it being harder. I think that's part of the problem.
Maybe you're selling it wrong, Toby. Maybe you got to sell it more. It's more yin and yang. The hierarchy is like, you know how you guys say, you know, that's the scope that we've got to do. This is our defined scope of interest. And you break the work up into different levels. Most people, you remember I used to tell you the story about the programmer that didn't care what was in the DLL?
Yeah.
Dynamic link library, because he didn't care as long as he put in and knew what he was going to get out pretty much. He didn't care how it worked inside. Some people, well, most people don't want to know what's inside the dynamic link library or the black box.
Yeah.
I do. So,
yeah,
you know, but the black box gives you that reassuring, you know what you're going to get. You know, if you do this, you get that, right? This simplexity model that you're talking about will get tarred with the brush of, well, what's the point of knowing what happens at the quantum level of an atom?
Mm.
When we only really care about trucks and roads.
Yeah, and I think this is a very useful way to talk about it. Part of the reason I think that simplexity isn't sort of talked about a lot, part of the cognitive dissonance that it sort of introduces is that when you say, I don't want to care about what's in the DLL, I don't want to care about what's in the black box, I just want to use it. I think that sort of compartmentalizing stuff is super useful. It's sort of, it's a very strong heuristic. We tend to do it. We must do it in order to sort of not get bogged down with all the details of a thing. But what simplexity would say is that it's okay if you do that, but you need to also acknowledge that the thing within the black box might be much harder than the thing you're doing. And that actually hurts people in a bit. Because at one level, we know that the reason we're reusing a thing and sort of the reason computers and phones and linked libraries work so well for us is that they encapsulate a lot of things that we couldn't do. But we like to think that since we're higher up in the hierarchy, we're driving the thing, we should be at least as important as whatever is in that box. And I think that's the problem.
The way I look at it is, well, it depends how arrogant you want to be or what your ego's like. But to look at what's in the black box, a lot of people, they just don't want to put the effort in, right? Because I'm a firm believer in anyone can do anything. 100% I believe that. It's just how much effort do you want to put in and how hard do you want to work at it? And how much emotional sacrifice do you want to do to learn what's in whatever, the black box, the dynamic link library? And a lot of people don't have a lot of investment in stuff, especially if they see it, if it's not going to benefit them socially with status or money. Whereas people that tend to be more curious, programmers, biologists, you know, that sort of mindset, you know, research people, they tend to put greater value in the curiosity side, the knowledge side. So I don't know whether it's like you should present it as you're not as important as what's in the black box or the smaller thing that you're looking at. Autism's explained by they don't know how to filter out all the information, so they get swamped. We're evolved to filter so we don't get swamped. So we focus on that shadow that's just coming out of the corner of our eye because it could be a predator, right? So looking at everything can actually lead to paralysis, and it's like fear. You get paralyzed with fear. It's too much. You get swamped. Maybe that's more of it than you think you're of less worth than what's in the tiny little quantum universe type thing.
And I think that it's insight that things at different levels, we value them differently, and they might be more, there might be a bigger difference in they are different rather than they're differently hard in a sense. The question is sort of, to what extent is that useful? Because I think that it's easy to, in a sense, weaponize it. It's a bit like the red beads experiment. It's really easy to draw the wrong conclusions. Even if this would be an argument that some tasks or some systems or some things at a lower hierarchical level are as hard or even to a certain extent, even more complicated than those above it, it might still require concepts, ideas, things you do not know. There might still be sort of, it's really not a value judgment. It just becomes the reversal that something is above something else in a hierarchy. It's sort of, from a functional point of view, things are attached to each other. It's equally wrong to sort of assume any value relationship out of that. No matter if you start with the top things must be more valuable than the bottom things, or if you go, well, actually, the bottom things are more complicated, sort of the tools are more complicated to build than the usage of the tools.
It's not even that. It's like you can't have the top brick on the Empire State Building if you don't have the foundation brick on the foundation. I think it's a perceptive thing, humility and acknowledging that we build on the shoulders of people and ideas that have come before has been very, I won't say devalued, well, all right, devalued. Everyone's saying, I invented this. It's really an innovation 9 times out of 10. Or it's a new idea. No, it isn't. You know, the seed drill was invented in ancient Sumeria, but, you know, some crop farming company will say, oh, this is the latest, greatest seed drill. Well, it's based on like 3,000-year-old technology. You know? So it's the way we've sort of become so self-absorbed with our culture at present. And that's why people don't like to acknowledge that yin and yang thing. You know, you can't have night without the day before it, and you can't have the day without the night before it. Everything grows out of everything else.
I've got a slightly different point of view based on how you describe simplexity with the truck driver and the CEO. So is there a scenario where what the CEO can process, so what we can consciously process when we're in that kind of role, is getting towards the limits of what we can consciously process? And what a truck driver needs to process both consciously and subconsciously, like when you're driving a truck, and you can feel the wind tugging at or pushing parts of the truck around. Just know you've got to angle the wheel a particular way. You're not really consciously processing that. You're actually just reacting to it and working with it and being in the environment. So I think it's more the way that you described and the way I'm trying to check is that what it is? It's that the CEO equivalent is at the level of where we're able to be conscious of what we're trying to process, whereas the truck driver is doing both. There's stuff that they're conscious they're processing, and there's stuff that they are processing below the level of consciousness.
I think it's an interesting observation that you say that actually these two types, they end up being processed by slightly different pathways, sort of. I think that at some level, I would say that if we look at this in socio-technical systems at large, so we sort of, let's make it human-centric. I think that what we can sort of say is there's limits to human cognition overall. There's just, we only have the facilities we have. There's only so much data we can process. At levels, we start discarding and simplifying and sort of streamlining factors. We start using biases and heuristics. And I think that maybe is sort of a more useful way to think about it is that for different reasons the you need different things, but the amount of things we actually can take in and process might or might not be what's actually constraining us. I think that quite often the decisions you make at different places might have more or less impact, but they might still be equally hard to make in a sense for how it relates to systems architecture, for example. I don't think that it's actually that much harder to think in three boxes and four lines rather than a few hundred if statements. I actually think that the few hundred if statements might be actually mentally more taxing. You still need to think at that other level, and it requires different perspectives. So there, the high level work is actually, it requires another set of things, and it taxes you in a different way and can have vastly different outcomes and impacts. The power of the intervention point, the impact of it, is very different, but the work is more different than differently hard or differently complicated. It says more about something like that.
Maybe it's the definition of simple. Because if you look at a human body, right, you have autosomal, things that your nervous system, your heart, your digestive system, the way your muscles behave, go through spasms, the way you digest food, all of that stuff is automatic, right? It's autosomal. It's all run on autopilot pretty much. And then you have the conscious thought. So maybe when you say simplexity, it's not that it's a simple thing and therefore of lower value. It's just more automated. It's more easily processed because we've built something to automate it, which would fall into the easy analysis, cans of worms thing. The easy stuff is like, oh yeah, we all know what we should do in this thing. It's not devalued. It's just that, well, people have invented the wheel. We don't need to reinvent that every time. We can just use a wheel.
Yeah, I think it's one of these concepts that the more you start thinking about it, the harder it becomes. You can see how it makes sense. It's the, as they say in sort of soccer/football, quite often when you see some marvelous free kick or something, and you start thinking about the math that would be required in order to make a ball do that, especially using a set of levers, like your leg, essentially. If you're applying power to a ball to make it do that, the integral equations that start happening, and then you take into account the wind and the grass and the slipperiness of the surfaces, all of these things, it just becomes completely impossible to repeatedly do what these people obviously repeatedly do.
Exactly, yeah.
But that's experience. See, that's where you're moving from complex to easy. Through process, like you've repeated it so many times that it just becomes second nature. It becomes automatic. It becomes an automated process.
Yeah, but I don't think I'll ever get there with something like golf.
Yeah, but that's because you don't play it. I bet you if you spent the rest of your life playing 18 holes every single day, you'll get there.
You mean I'll be able to hit the ball further than 3 feet?
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, right now that's what I can do.
Even if it's 3 feet, that's, 1 inch, it's
that's
an
when I hit it. Usually I don't hit it.
Yeah. And to some extent, it might sort of, you could probably argue that it's harder to sort of actually play golf than managing the golf club is probably harder than or is probably from that point of view, in many aspects, easier than actually trying to play a round of golf.
Yep.